Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves and questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
The one thing about Salah, he's got a very strong sense of his own status and his own ability. It's not arrogance. He knows how good he is.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off The Ball's Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. Coming up, the latest on Tadhg Furlong's attempts to be fit for the visit of France to the Aviva. The French reopen Irish wounds ahead of Saturday's showdown, and Connacht announce a significant addition to their coaching staff. Rugby Daily and Off The Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Tadhg Furlong appears to be winning his race to be fit for Ireland's Six Nations meeting with France. The tight head has managed only three appearances for Leinster this season, with the most recent of those coming towards the end of January. He's been dealing with lingering hamstring and calf issues, but scrum coach John Fogarty revealed today that Furlong took a full part in today's sessions, which included contested scrums. Caelan Doris and Jack Conan are also tracking towards inclusion on Saturday, but Furlong was the focus of today's fitness update from Fogarty.
Is he trained today? He's full of energy. God, if I say a curse. He's full of energy and he took part in the whole session. So tomorrow's another step. So, you know, we'll see how he goes.
The outlook regarding Ronan Kelleher, though, is less optimistic.
So he's training. He's training with that neck. He's got a bit of a neck issue from a stinger. So he's trained today. So he's another one. That, you know, and there's a few. And we're at that stage in the competition where it's difficult. You know, you're managing some guys the whole time, and he's someone that's been managed right now. And tomorrow's another training day, and we'll see.
The scrum coach says Saturday's game at the Aviva will be a huge battle.
We're always trying to be as connected as we possibly can be across our defence. It's always a big focus. It's going to be no different this week. If you kick sloppy, if you're careless with how you kick the ball, they're able to find space really quickly. So We got to be sharp on where we're putting the ball, whether that's contestable or long and off, whichever one we need to be smart in how we do it. And then outside of that, very, very connected, and we need to stop them dead and not give them momentum. You know, they have a mix of very big players, good ball carriers, some really good link players, and then they can get to width really quickly. So our ability to make sure we're not giving them momentum across the pitch is important.
And Fogarty has deflected attention on Andrew Porter's performance in the scrum back towards France.
There's lots of different reasons why a scrum could collapse. Sometimes it's us, sometimes it's not. Like I said, there was a frustration last week or 2 weeks ago on set. The scrum seemed to just go away from us. So we're trying to hit nice and hard, and the scrum just goes away, collapses on set. So the penalties came on set. Wales did a good job to show pitchers, but it's not something we're concerned about at all. Very different pitcher this week. France, very big pack, huge power in their pack. So, but they want to get to a contest. There's a willingness to get to a contest. Angus Gardner's our referee, and it's an important week for both sets of packs, and for Angus Gardner to make sure we're getting to a contest. Antonio, very, very big, heavy, tight head, managing the space on bind is key. So they're the things we're focusing on this week.
Mac Hansen was also in front of the media today in a week when he signed a 2-year central contract. The Connacht winger says he turned down interest from elsewhere to remain in Ireland.
A little bit of chat here and there around, but it was always my preference to stay here and try kick on to the next World Cup. think, yeah, anyone would be mad to not take that opportunity with this team to, I reckon, hopefully do a special thing in the next World Cup. Obviously, plenty leading forward and plenty of time before that, but, yeah, no, it was always my intention to stay here and, yeah, keep kicking on with this team.
Hansen also reveals that the announcement of Peter O'Mahony, Cian Healy and Conor Murray's international retirements was not quite the same surprise to the Ireland squad as it was for the rest of us. And he says the squad are determined that that trio will go out on a high.
It's not just this week. We've been trying to make this whole campaign special for them. Like, they're just such big parts of the team. And I was talking about it before. Like, they obviously bring so much experience and everything on the field, but off the field as well. Like, they bring so much crack, laughter and just good times. So it's more about just making it as special for them as possible in a whole, which is this whole campaign. So obviously, yeah, we're going to try and get a win for them, and everybody likes winning. That's obviously going to make things a lot more, we've been talking about it pretty much, is what I'm saying.
However, Hansen admits a win over the French will be hard-earned.
100%, yeah. Look, I was talking about it before. 1-23, are world-class players and love to chuck the ball around, and they don't really play like their positions at all. So it's a big challenge, and you know, we're excited for it. These are the sort of games that you live for. You know, being able to, as we were just saying, send some guys off with their last home game and kind of put a stamp on the Six Nations. It's really exciting, and I think we're ready for the challenge.
Hello, it's Owen Chehan here from Off the Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves, and questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
For their part, France could be without Gregory Aldrete for Saturday's game. De La Rochelle, number 8, started all three of Les Bleus' games so far in this year's Six Nations, indeed scoring tries against Wales and Italy, but was a notable absentee from their training session today. If unfit, Aldrete's place could go to Anthony Jallonge, who last started a game for France during the 2023 World Cup. Having served his suspension, Romain Entemac returns to the fray and trained with the first team today, and is therefore likely to regain the number 10 jersey, with Thomas Ramos reverting to full-back. Another potential change flagged by today's session sees Damien Penaud replace Théo Atasogbe on the wing. Fabien Galthié could once again go with a 7-1 split on the bench when he names his team on Thursday morning. But one man who's not fond of Galthié is Biarritz director of rugby, James Coughlin.
The guys didn't even have a meeting. They lost the game and left and went home after the match against South Africa. But we can talk about just the human level. That for me, that is just incomprehensible. You know, you've guys who may never put the French jersey on again. At the time, Uni Atoni was previewed. Well, he said to everyone he was retiring after the World Cup. Afterwards, Galthié asked him to come over with retirement to play for the Six Nations and play a couple of years more. There are questions on the human level, I would think, about Galthié and just in general. I wouldn't go for a pint with him, if that makes sense. he's brilliant with the stats, but it suits him. You know what I mean? Oh, when you do this ball and play, he explains rugby as if he's invented the rugby, high intensity rugby. Every club in the world does high intensity rugby. You know what I mean? Every international team trains at a high level. He makes out like he's invented it. You know? So I mean, I think if I had the tools that Galthié had for the World Cup and I was at home, I would have probably got, you know, you get the chop. It's a business at the end of it, like, you know what I mean? You'd have got the chop. If we were at home, if we played a World Cup in Ireland and we didn't win it, whoever was in charge would have got the chop. But yet we're still talking about, oh, we're a team in progress. It's all about the project. Yeah, it's project when you lose. When you win, you're the best team in the world. You know, you got to pick one. You can't fall. You know, it's easy to say. I think, look, it's the French team. You know, the volatility of French rugby has always been there. You know, we've spoken about the flair in attack, the flair in everything they do. That also is in the administration side of things. I think if we were more concentrated and everybody doing their role at administration level and going through all the way through to the pro team, then you're not talking about silly buggers about, you know, how come his suspension wasn't the same as our suspension? Well, you know, apply the rules. So I think Ireland just need to block out the noise and just think, look, we can win the game at home. We're playing at home. It's going to be the last game for Church, last game for Pete, last game for Connor. You know, let's make it all about those guys and send them out on the high.
And on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, former Ireland hooker James Tracy explained how Antoine Dupont and Romain Entmach are great fishermen.
When you're taught rugby growing up, it's like, don't run across the pitch. It's like, you know, it's you know, run straight. Obviously, you try to be evasive, but you're not trying to take anyone else's space. What they do so well, which is counterintuitive to, I suppose, how we're taught rugby, is their backs will run sideways, but what they're trying to do is fish one person out to come and get them.
Okay.
And when that one person comes out, they're able to pick that triangle of the... So if one person comes away from the line, it creates a triangle either side of them, and they're so good at executing, and they're gone then, up in and around that person. So what they're trying to do is, we call it like fishing. They're just Dupont, Entmach, just guys, they will... when they get space, run laterally and counter-attack, but also in open field play and just waiting to get that.
That's really interesting.
There's lots more from James Tracy, James Coughlin, Fiona Hayes and more in the lead into Ireland versus France, which you can hear by becoming an Off the Ball member. Now, meanwhile, France have reopened Irish wounds by inviting Thierry Henry to speak to their squad. It's not known if the man whose left hand helped keep Ireland from the 2010 World Cup spoke about that fateful night in Saint-Denis, but of course it would be surprising were that not the case. Away from the Six Nations, there's big news out of Connacht today with the appointment of Rod Sybe as their new senior assistant coach. The Aussie will join from the Brumbies, where he worked with Mac Hansen before his own departure to Ireland. He's also worked with another Connacht player, Byron Ralston, during his time as head coach of the Queensland Reds Academy. Sybe will essentially take the place of the Ulster-bound Mark Sexton in tending to Connacht's attack. He initially joined the Brumbies as attack coach as well, before being promoted to senior assistant under Stephen Larkham. Back to the Six Nations, and England hooker Jamie George says they will have an eye on events in Dublin on Saturday. The Saracens player is likely to win his 100th cap on Sunday when Italy visit Twickenham. Having registered back-to-back one-point victories in their last two games, George told Sky's Jamie Weir that England are hopeful of a more comfortable afternoon on Sunday.
That's all my dad keeps saying to me. He's like, you can't keep doing this to me. Yeah, that would be nice. Look, as you know, we're coming up against a very good Italy team who are going to be looking for a big comeback after a tough loss against France, and we know that they're a better team than that. So, yeah, but the plan is to go out there and entertain and get people off their seats. And, you know, if we do that and put the rugby on the field that we know that we can, then, yeah, you know, we're confident that we might be able to do that.
You say go out there and entertain, and the one criticism perhaps so far has been that, you know, these players that we see week in, week out playing with flair and abandon for their clubs in the Premiership, we don't see that at international level. Is that naive to think that you can play the same way at international level that you can at club level?
I don't think it's naive necessarily. I think there is obviously the defences are better organised and all that kind of thing, but I think the intent that we have to play and the intent to move the ball is certainly there. I think we've sort of, the way that the games have played out have meant that we haven't necessarily been able to put the game plan on the field that we want. But I think this week has been more about us and focusing on us and how we can put our game plan on the field regardless of what the opposition are doing. And that requires us to be brave. That requires us to, you know, work really hard to get back behind the ball. But, you know, we genuinely want to play a good, expansive attacking game. And I'm hoping that's what you see at Allianz this weekend.
Just very finally, you can, of course, still win the Six Nations. That's dependent on what happens in Dublin on Saturday. Will you sit down and watch that game on Saturday?
Yeah, we'll watch it. I mean, there's none other than the fact that we love rugby and yeah, there's nothing else to do. So, yeah, we'll watch it. And, you know, we can't control what goes on in Dublin. And, you know, they're two very good teams going out, so we're going to enjoy watching the game. And what happens, happens. Like, you know, whether we go to, you know, we were able to play the Italy game with a lot on the line or not, you know, it's still an opportunity for us to play for England and play at Allianz, and we're gonna love every second of that. And obviously, we're hoping that, you know, that there will be a little bit on the line for us there, but all we can control is making sure we beat Italy and allow us to go into the final weekend in Cardiff in a good place.
Jamie George there. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.
To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.